This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey everyone, welcome in to the weekend edition of the KE Report. My name is Corey Fleck and I'm your host for this first hour. I'm going to focus this first hour a lot on the resource sector and a lot on some individual stocks. We're going to spend some more time on the stocks because I think now is a great time to take a look at everyone's portfolio and just make sure that you're positioned in stocks that look like they have catalysts and that you truly understand what they're going after, because in all fairness, even though a lot of the juniors have been drifting over the last month or two, they're still well up from where they were 6 months ago, and maybe taking some profits, not a bad idea, but also understanding that news will continue to drive these stocks. I'm kicking off the show with Joe Mazumdar, editor of Exploration Insights. Joe, let's start off with your general comments on the precious metals sector. As I mentioned, gold, silver, they're a little bit off their highs, but overall, you look at something like gold, and it's still had a very good year. How are you viewing the overall health of the precious metals sector?
Thanks, Lex, again for having me, Corey. The precious metal sector is doing really well, I would say, from the producer down to the explorer. I mean, the producers have obviously done well with much higher margin assets. You know, a lot of these majors are booking reserves at about $1,200, $1,250, and with a gold price, you know, over $1,900 or around $1,900, you know, that's almost at $2,000 at some point. The margins are there for them to generate significant free cash flow, as I pointed out to subscribers several weeks ago in the letter. But also their balance sheets are better. The only issue is some that have been overexposed to Latin America have been impacted by suspension of mining activities due to COVID-19. But the rise in precious metals, gold and silver, has allowed them to generate more margin from the assets that are producing. That's somewhat mitigated any of those production losses. So the producers are doing well. The developers have been able, like the good developers I've seen over the last 6 months, have been able to raise equity prior to actually getting their debt sorted out, which is, you know, a bit strange. Usually you get, interest from the banks, and then they put out terms based on the fact that these guys, the company will end up with enough equity. But now the good ones already have that equity in hand. And, you know, one example for me would be Bluestone Resources with their Cerro Blanco project in Ecuador. I mean, they're financially supported by the Lundin Group. But in addition, they've been able to raise a significant amount of equity such that, you know, they could start construction if they wanted to towards the end of the year, just on their equity and their next catalyst is to sort out the debt. So that's on the developing side. And then on the exploration side, we've seen, $6 to $7 billion of recapitalization, in Canadian terms, year to date in the mining, junior mining sector. And we've seen most of that directed at precious metals. So what comes out from this, from the precious metals summit, where I had about 40 meetings, is that, having money right now is not a distinguishing feature with these juniors. Everyone seems to have money. And now it's about what are you going to do with the money? And a lot of them are drilling, which is a positive, and so we should expect a lot of catalysts. But, the opposite side of, raising all that money is, the valuations are getting a bit toppy such that, you know, are we going to see a bit of a drop when the four-month hold of some of these private placements comes off towards the end of the year? That's a bit of a risk, but if you like the company, it might be an opportunity for you to pick up shares.
So how worried are you about that, Joe? In all fairness, I think we already have started to see some stocks drift lower because of, well, the shares that will become free trading, and also because of the fact that a lot of these financings are trading well above the financing price. So it is natural for these stocks to fade.
Yes, and yeah, that is a risk. I mean, I'm not worried about a lot of my companies just because, you know, I think that they're worthy assets, and, you know, if they come down, then it might be an opportunity to pick up more. But if you pick up a levered story who's, asset is a bit more shaky, you might be worried. You might be more worried such that, you know, when it comes down, it might come down really hard and have very little support. What you'd want to see is that when it does come down, there's a lot of support. What we've seen in the financings that have been interesting, you know, over the last several months is, you know, companies have cut back the demand. You know, it's not as if they had to, you know, downsize their financings. The amount of oversubscribed upsized placements was significant. On, you know, a high proportion, they'd like to announce these upsize, oversubscribe. That might be a strategic thing by some of them, but a lot of them have left enough demand such that even after the placement's closed, it trades above or at a premium to the placement right away because there's just a lot more demand. And so when you're looking at your company that you bought, you know, look at how they actually structured the financing, were their warrants issued, you know. And so if you do have warrants or if it was flow through, you know, there's probably a higher risk that people will be selling at the end of the four-month hold. If people raised, you know, at, you know, not a significant discount, you know, they've got a lot of money and they're drilling and that news flow is still coming, you know, there might be less of a risk that people might sell. Because the other problem, the issue is because of all that money that we've raised, you know, a significant amount of that's going in the ground, thankfully. But everybody's doing it at the same time such that we've got, you know, an overflow at the assay labs because also the assay labs are, you know, are productivity challenged because of COVID. They can't have that many people in the lab. And that social distancing has made their productivity a lot less. So something that's rushed right now in terms of an assay that might have taken a week or two before is now taking about as long as a normal assay, you know, which might have been 2 to 4 weeks. Now, you know, people are talking 6 to 8 weeks with just, you know, a non-rush job. So we're going to see a lot of this news flow that's being generated through this field season in North America still coming out, you know, January, February next year.
Yeah, very true. I can't even count how many companies that I've talked to that have just said, look, assay labs are backed up and we're waiting on our drill results, but we don't really have much clarity as to when we're going to get those. It's really out of the company's hands. But Joe, as you even mentioned, a lot of money has been raised. A lot of drilling is happening. What has you excited about this drill season and potentially any results that you're watching for?
Well, I managed to pick up a few companies, you know, during the mid-March drop, and one of them that I've liked and, you know, have had as top pick was Liberty Gold, which is drilling this oxide, you know, open pit target in the Great Basin, Idaho. And that one looks very interesting to me in terms of, you know, generating a potential resource that, you know, a mid-tier or a major might want. So that's one I'm really excited about. They got four rigs on. But given, you know, the issue with the labs, there's no real point in adding more rigs because, you know, you're just going to delay everything even more. And so the problem with some of these, you know, drill programs right now is that when you actually not only want the results to show your investors what you're doing, you also want the results, importantly, to find out where you're going to put more holes and drill more and focus. And that's getting a little bit more problematic now.
All right, Joe, unfortunately, we are out of time for this first segment, but I'm having you back on next segment, so everyone stick around. I'm going to be right back with Joe Mazumdar.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All All right, welcome back. Continuing to chat here with Joe Mazumdar on the weekend edition of the KE Report. Joe, what about the balance between gold exploration, or gold juniors, let's call them, and silver stocks? Silver stocks really made a run as silver was moving higher, but when you compare how far off silver is from its all-time highs about a decade ago, and the fact that gold actually reached all-time highs just a month or two ago, the silver stocks, I think you can argue, really outperformed broadly the gold stocks.
Oh, absolutely. Because, I mean, silver plunged even more during, you know, the March plunge in a lot of commodities. You know, we saw, you know, the gold to silver ratio go over 120. Now it's come back and moderated, I think, but, you know, 70 to 75 or something like that. And so that's a big jump in relative valuation. And that's, you know, driven by silver outperforming gold over that period. And the issue right now is, how do you get that silver exposure? And that's why companies like Silvercrest do so well, is because you're trying to look for a company with an asset that's got a lot of silver exposure, you know, like Mag Silver or something like that. It's harder to find that geologically. That, you know, because a lot of people use silver equivalents, but then you find out that, oh, silver is only 30% of that overall revenue. So if silver price goes up, they're not as exposed to that as, let's say, zinc or lead or copper or something else, you know. And a lot of the silver companies have converted to gold companies over the last 5 years because of, you know, it's harder to find these silver deposits, and silver hasn't done so well. And so there's very few out there that are very exposed to silver. I mean, one that I own, but it's a big company like Pan American Silver. I mean, despite the COVID issues with shutting down and suspending some operations, they've outperformed most of, you know, the 25 companies that I looked as a cohort of precious metal producers, you know, since the middle March, you know, drop. You know, they provided a lot of leverage to the precious metals. And so, yeah, the issue is not that silver is doing well, is like, how do you expose yourself to it? And I've been having issues trying to find, you know, exposure like that in the juniors.
Joe, also, what about the balance between companies listed on the TSX or TSX Venture Exchange compared to Australian companies on the ASX? Because, again, these Australian companies have also outperformed broadly the Canadian companies.
Well, and they've outperformed because they've actually been finding things. You know, it's very discovery-oriented exploration, and they've done really well. And that's been over the last 18 months, even before we've had the, you know, gold go up. We've seen a lot of, you know, high-quality discoveries in Australia, Western Australia, Victoria, New South Wales, you know, a lot of places. And so I have begun to, you know, I've always owned ASX, and I've lived in Australia and worked there and did one of my masters there. So I'm quite comfortable with Australia, and I'm looking to expose my get more exposure in the portfolio to Australia. And I've picked up some Australian names that I know, where I know the people, like, you know, Stephen Nano, who was the ex-CEO of Mirasol. He's starting up a company called GBM Resources, which is looking at low sulfidation epithermal deposits in a known district in the Drummond Basin in Queensland. And so that is something I've invested in because, you know, I like the people, I like the idea, low-risk jurisdiction, no COVID issues with respect to generating news flow. They've raised money. And, so I am doing some of that. And, you know, another one, a bigger market cap one that I got was, you know, Bellevue, which has got a really good deposit in Western Australia. And also one of my better plays was actually a nickel thing in Vietnam, which is listed in Australia, called Blackstone, which is BSX. So, yes, I'm definitely have my eye consistently now on ASX listed companies, because the valuation is not so high prior to the discovery. And so there's not a lot embedded in there, and such that when they do make the discovery, that's when the pop is, not prior.
You're not too concerned about the share structure of these ASX-listed companies? I know a lot of people were talking about that years ago, saying they just blow out their share structure, but it doesn't really seem to matter right now. Everyone's ignoring
No, you know, when we talk about share structure, my problem is not that some of these guys have 300 or 400 million shares out, but there's not people with 75 million shares that are priced at 0.05 cents. You know, and that's the problem with in Canada is that you got all these structures where people have founder shares or people have escrowed shares at at a very low cost. And those things come out in the market and they're continuously dumped into the market. And so whatever happens with the news flow, there's always people selling. And so, I'm less concerned sometimes about the number of shares outstanding as about how much the cost of each share in there. You know, and it's more difficult for people to do that sort of thing on the ASX listed companies than what happens in Canada.
All right. Well, Joe, one other sector that I do want to get your question or comments on is the battery metals sector, especially lithium, too, because we had news that broke at the very beginning of the week about Tesla signing a contract with Piedmont Lithium for 5 years, potentially 10 years of supply from their North American operations in North Carolina. Do you see more interest coming into the battery metals because of this story or for any other reasons?
Yes, I mean, it'll certainly drive investor interest back into the lithium market when, you know, a big player like Tesla starts, you know, using their capital to invest in these little juniors. I mean, I've owned and sold Piedmont Lithium, but not at the price levels it is now. I was disappointed that they issued a lot of equity in earlier in the summer, you know, at a massive discount and when I was waiting for a deal like this. So that was the issue for me. When I owned Piedmont, the idea was for them to generate a high margin product like lithium hydroxide, which is the product that's, you know, basically the one that's going to be used mostly in the new batteries and the NMC 811s over lithium carbonate. That's the high margin is generating lithium hydroxide. High margin is not generating a spodumene concentrate, which is what this will be. But it gives them, you know, some of that mining output guaranteed, and gives them a name in the sector. So it's a big boon to them, considering that Albemarle and some other companies are in that district and never have made a deal with Tesla. So for Piedmont, that's definitely a big shout out to their management team to pull this off.
All right, Joe, we're going to wrap it up there. We are out of time for this segment, but great having you back on the show, buddy. Thanks for taking some time on this weekend's show. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend, and I'll reach out to you, and I'll touch base in probably about a month's time. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you very much.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
You USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Another member of President Trump's inner circle has tested positive for COVID-19. Kellyanne Conway, the former longtime advisor to the president, tweeted late yesterday that she had tested positive for COVID-19. She wrote that her symptoms are mild and that she's feeling fine. Conway added that she has begun a quarantine process and that her heart, quote, as always, is with everyone affected by this global pandemic. Conway attended last week's announcement in the Rose Garden of Trump's nominee to the Supreme Court, Judge Amy Coney Barrett. The Hill says other nominees, including Senators Mike Lee and Tom Tillis, announced that they had tested positive Friday as well. Barrett herself has tested negative. Experts expressed that it's doubtful that the event would be a super spreader because it took place outside. This is USA Radio News. There are questions as to whether President Trump testing positive for COVID-19 will have an effect on the economy. USA Radio's Tim Burke has a response from the administration.
White House chief economist Larry Kudlow says he doesn't believe the president testing positive for the coronavirus will have a lasting impact on the economy.
I am told it's a rather light case. He will be following doctor's orders, Dr. Sean Conley, who's the best in the business.
Kudlow also telling reporters that they're getting task assignments from Chief of Staff Mark Meadows that are coming down from the president. Kudlow also saying he was tested and was negative.
The mayor of Rochester, New York has been indicted. The Monroe County DA has charged Mayor Lovely Warren with two campaign finance-related charges. Warren is accused of having donors exceed contribution limits during her 2017 re-election bid. Her honor is currently under fire for the death of a black man who died in police custody back in April. You are listening to USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing on with the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report and continuing to focus broadly on the resource sector, I am now chatting with Adrian Day, president of Adrian Day Asset Management. Adrian, let's start off with the precious metals still going through a bit of a correction, but in all fairness, you look at something like gold trading still right around $1,900 an ounce. That's a very nice price and also a very nice year-to-date gain as well, even though it is a little more than $100 off of its highs. Let's start off with gold and this correction. Do you think that this correction has pretty much run its course, or is there some more downside that you think people should be aware of?
Well, hello, Corey, and thank you for having me on your show. I think there's still potential for downside. I mean, I always sort of said that, throughout August, gold was trading just above its 50-day moving average and just above or just on support. It kept bouncing up, down to support and bouncing off. So I always said to people, if we broke through that support, we had the risk of going down to below 1800s, and my target was 1810 to 1820. So just a target. So on that basis, we will still have a little bit more to go. I mean, what we've had so far, if you look at the last, few weeks, depending on what day you start at, I mean, we've gone from basically 1950 to 1885. I mean, let's face it, that's pretty minor, pretty modest for a, quote, correction. And in every gold bull market I can think of, you had multiple pullbacks of that size or more. So it's not a concern to me. I think what happened was, you know, from March until the end of July or middle of July, you had a pretty orderly move upwards, and then you had that kind of spike. And any time you see any market or individual stock for that matter, I won't say exponential, but move dramatically higher above its trend, you're probably going to need at least consolidation, if not a correction, before it starts moving up, we hope, again. And I think that's all it was with gold. You had huge inflows into the ETFs, huge inflows into funds and so on in June, July, and then August it started to peter out. You just ran out of buyers in the short term. And just an example, in August, I think it was just a little bit over $1 billion into global gold ETFs, compared with over $3 billion as the average for the year. So a dramatic fall off, still positive and still a nice number, but a dramatic decline of inflows for the year. And I think based on the yearly inflows. And I think that just means that momentum was, you know, you were beginning to lose some momentum. And you were running out in the short term of buyers, which meant you either needed some new impetus to get gold moving again on the upside, or gold was vulnerable to a correction based on some known or unknown event. And, of course, what provoked it was the dollar rallying. The dollar had been weak for most of the last 6 months. It rallied. Now, it rallied, interestingly, because of concern about, you know, the resumption of or the second wave or whatever of COVID in Europe and also in the United States. And one might say, well, the concerns, the cause of, and so people went to a safe haven, a risk off, risk on, people go into a safe haven. One might say, why didn't they pick gold? The reason they picked the dollar rather than gold was because the dollar had fallen and was arguably short-term oversold with huge speculative shorts, whereas gold was arguably overbought short-term, trading, you know, above its 1 year trend line or 6 month trend line. So I think that's why people went to the dollar rather than gold, if that makes sense. So we might get a little bit more. I'm not a daily trader, but I think we could easily see gold slip a little bit more, especially since October is often a sort of weak month, September, end of September, October. But I think fundamentally, you know, it's still an incredibly positive environment for gold.
And that's the long-term takeaway, right, is that it is still an uptrending market that right now seems like it's going through a very natural correction. When it comes to some of the longer-term catalysts that you're watching, does it just simply come down to central banks, currencies, and unfortunately a little bit of politics?
There's no question. There's a lot of factors that are bullish for gold, but overwhelmingly, the single most important factor, in my view, is the policy, in quotes, of central banks around the world. When I say in quotes, I really don't think they have a policy. And if they do, it's not a very good one. So the QE infinity is in the U.S. and similar packages in Europe and Britain, isn't it? The Bank of England is now talking about negative rates, whereas 6 months ago, a year ago, the bank was adamant against the efficacy of negative rates. And Japan, of course. Ironically or interestingly, China, of the major economies, has actually been among the more restrained in its central bank policy. But so long as the central banks remain exceptionally loose, which means low interest rates and therefore negative real rates, and the central bank balance sheets continue to increase, what we have in the U.S. is at the moment is essentially an empty modern monetary theory, which is unfunded spending by Congress and the administration, both of them are to blame equally, spending money which they don't have. And the Federal Reserve is simply creating the dollars to accommodate that spending. That is an exceptionally bullish environment for gold, in my view. And I should say, I don't see anything likely to change that. They might become less loose or more loose. But the idea at the moment of the Federal Reserve tightening is laughable, frankly. You know, Jerome Powell is no Volcker. Volcker's not on the horizon. Trump doesn't want a Volcker. I think the only good thing, no, I shouldn't say that. But Jimmy Carter, to his credit, let's just say that, appointed Volcker. The right man at the right time. But the Fed, Jerome Powell recently said in answer to a question, when he was asked when he thought the Fed might raise rates again, he said, "We are not even thinking about raising rates." And with regard to the balance sheet, get this. He said, and I'm quoting, "I believe we may never reduce the size of the Federal Reserve balance sheet. We will simply let it decline in proportion to a growing economy." Now, I mean, if that's not bullish for gold, the Fed is now saying, hey, we want consumer prices to go up. Think about it. They want prices to go up. It's the most perverse policy for a central bank that I've ever come across. So long as they have those policies, it's a perfect environment for gold.
All right, Adrian, we're going to wrap it up there, but always great having you on the show. Adrian, thanks again for your time on this weekend show. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend.
And you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. We are continuing to focus on the precious metals sector, resource sector broadly, and some of the junior companies, as I am wrapping up this first hour with John Kaiser, founder and editor of Kaiser Research. Now, John, before we get into some individual companies, there are a couple key points that we need to outline for investors that are in these junior stocks. First and foremost, it was 3-4 months ago that this financing window just exploded for the juniors. A lot of money has been raised. It's great that companies are now cashed up, but even on some of my prior interviews in this first hour, that's not a distinguishing factor anymore for juniors because so many of them have money. It'll take us through, though, John, some of your research in terms of how much money was invested and how many shares are coming free trading in the near term.
Between May and August, TSX Venture Resource listings did a total of $769 million worth of financings, with the peak closing in August. Since then, the interest has died down considerably. And in Canada, these private placements have a 4-month hold. So the May financings are now coming free trading in October. And of course, the May financings were the ones when this market was just taking off, when the awakening was underway. Those will have the lowest prices. Those ones will be in the money. And because most of these financings included warrants, and we have this overarching concern that the general equity markets are going to tank during the last quarter of this year, which of course would drag down all the resource juniors, and probably in the interim, the price of gold, as people sell the most liquid asset of all in order to raise money to either pay off the debts that they piled up, the leverage, or to even go bottom fishing, buy the dip in the big New York NASDAQ markets, because the Fed has said we will not tolerate a meltdown in the equity markets very long. We will print money and we will buy assets in order to keep this from becoming a free fall. But if it does crack, it will have another plunge. And so the resource juniors, the audience has said, okay, gold's backed off into the 1700-1900 range. They're not putting fresh money in. There's a whole raft of shareholders hundreds of millions of shares issued, a lot of it even now still in the money. That's going to be looking to exit itself, because either way you look at it, we're heading into a bottom fishing season for the resource sector. That December-January period is always a major slowdown in exploration activity. Most of the results are in by early December for the work done this year. So we're heading into a news flow slump, into a wall of paper coming free trading all the way into January. And they won't have spent all the money. So it's kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy that people want to sneak out of stocks and have a huge pot of cash ready to do some serious bargain hunting in December while we wait to find out who actually won the U.S. election.
Yeah, well, the whole election throws another wrench into this. But one thing about the, I guess, shoulder season, we can call it, especially in the Northern Hemisphere, where certain areas have to shut down and other areas are waiting for the ground to freeze to actually get some drills on site. This can be a slow time for the market, you're right. But assay labs have been so backed up. I hear they're running 6 to 8 weeks on even rush assays. So that does mean we are going to be seeing a flood of news coming out. But, John, is this news going to be enough to drive or hold stocks at these generally higher prices if the company can't immediately follow up on some of these results?
It depends on the nature of the results. If you've got an exploration play that's one of these rethink plays where you already have an existing mineralized zone, and you're just producing more similar information, incrementally growing the system better. And if you do happen to have a winter shutdown, such as is the case in most of the Golden Triangle, there is really no, nothing to convince new money to buy this. Say, this is great. I'm going to wait for the stock to go down. And in the Golden Triangle, work resumes in June. So, for example, two companies that I follow are Sina Resources and SK Mining. Sina owns the northern 5-6 kilometers of that whole Salmon River formation, which runs for about 25-30 kilometers to the south, and SK Mining owns the southern 25 kilometers. The SK Mining guys had a late start because of all the COVID-19 protocols. They had bad weather in terms of, cloud cover where they couldn't get their geophysical survey done. In fact, they're only getting their geophysical data now, but they did mount a 3,000, 4,000 meter drill program to test some targets along the strike after re-logging all the core. But they've already said, we have to get out of there by October 15th. So they got two rigs there. They're doing this sort of scout drilling along targets like Jeff and TV, where there is the VMS potential. But it's unlikely, since they're not even able to use the geophysics to guide the drilling, that they'll produce like a brand new discovery where people will say, wow, I'm going to keep buying this right as the news comes out all through the season, because we know this is going to go bigger and bigger. Now, Sina to the north already has its PEA out, a significant resource that has become much more valuable with gold lurching into the $1,700 range. And they are now busy doing the exploration they couldn't do while Barrick still had the back and right, which was looking for other feeder zones, exploiting the Sin volcanic faults through the rhyolite, and that somewhere fed the contact mudstone. But there's all these other lower and even lower mudstone units, which when the fluids go past them, these act like sponges. It bleeds laterally into them, creates these localized deposits. So Sina will be able, by virtue of having those millions of ounces there and gold probably making its launch through 2000 sometime in the next 6 months, they'll be able to hold their own. And I do not know if they will be able to work through winter, but they have the, the value of the existing resource plus the ability to stretch the drilling as long as possible, because they have a major camp in place. But for most of these Golden Triangle plays, they need to deliver something really exceptionally new based on a concept to get anything more than a blip out of the market. And then it's going to be great for bottom fishers to look at these, study the results. And a lot of the assays won't trickle in, as you point out, until December because of these COVID protocols. And, of course, now we have COVID infections surging again as we head into the flu season. So they're going to make these protocols even more strict, which will slow down things even more. Perhaps the benefit of that is that you can keep holding your breath a lot longer, that the final hole suddenly delivers a great surprise in December, quite long after one would have expected all the results to be in.
Oh, John, that's going to be a tough hold, though, isn't it, with all these shares coming free trading? One other thing that you brought up there is COVID protocols at the assay labs. What about the potential of this second wave of COVID impacting actual drill program?
This is a big problem for Quebec and Ontario, where there's also lots of First Nation communities, which are particularly vulnerable because they are isolated. And they've been key drivers behind making sure that their communities do not get infection in them. Of course, their communities are staging areas for the exploration groups. And that's a big concern because in Ontario and Quebec, January is when you roll up your sleeves and go drilling on all the horrible swamp and bog and the lakes are frozen so that you can go in there, move your drill around and not worry about sinking in the mud. And this is supposed to be kind of like what gets us going heading into the new year. It's part of the Great Canadian January effect. So this is a big concern of mine, and a number of my companies are counting on a January drill startup with potentially very interesting results. It's a big concern.
All right, John. Well, maybe a place to focus on. I know I hold shares in a number of companies in that area, and a broad area play could be a possibility. But again, this is going to just depend on drill results. These stocks move on the back of good news. John, we have to wrap it up there. We're out of time for this first hour. I appreciate you joining us. Everybody else, please keep those emails coming. Fleck@KEReport.com. I've gotten a little behind on those emails, so I'm going to play a little catch-up this weekend. John, everyone else, have a great rest of your weekend.
Thanks, Corey. You too.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit KEReport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hey everybody, confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.